You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. The Trump administration has prioritized an overhaul of longstanding immigration law, such as the removal of temporary protection status. The latest attempt is a memo released last month, placing restrictions on adjustment of status applications, more commonly known as green card applications. This means people applying for lawful permanent residence here would be required to leave the country for their application unless they're in, quote, extraordinary circumstances. The memo seems vague and confusing. So this week, Delaware Public Media's Jay Shah sat down with Rick Hogan, an immigration attorney and founding partner at Hogan & Vandenberg in Wilmington, to help us understand what this memo means for new applicants going forward. Jay also chatted with ACLU of Delaware Executive Director Mike Brickner about the overall impact this change could have.
Rick, break down what this means.
This is basically instructions for the adjudicating officers at USC offices across the country to start treating adjustment of status, which is when people are inside the United States and they are adjusting a status. So they're going from like a student status with an F-1 visa to a green card status, legal permanent residency status, or going from an H-1B status, which means you have a work visa, adjusting to a green card. This is something that USCIS has been doing generally and as a matter of fact since 1952. This new memo says that immigration officers should do some extra vetting and should resist just granting adjustments as they have been since 1952 and instead make this a very difficult and onerous process. It's a very frustrating and confusing memo because it doesn't conform with previous law or precedent, and it's especially frustrating the officers who I've talked to so far just in the past few weeks that are dealing with this. Number one, there aren't very many instructions on how to implement it, and number two, it doesn't really say when and how they can make decisions. They just want more information, and it's making everybody's life more difficult and everybody's job more difficult.
And Mike, help us understand how this is also a civil rights issue and how it impacts Delawareans who aren't just immigrants.
Sure. Well, so first of all, I just want to really agree with what Rick just said. I think that this new memo on the green card process has to be seen as part and parcel of the Trump administration's immigration agenda overall. And so we're really seeing where they're putting up roadblocks on all of the legal ways to get status in the country, because we've also had rescissions of temporary protected status. We've had attacks on DACA residents. We have had travel bans. All of those are ways in which, you know, various immigrants can legally go through the process, but the Trump administration has been, you know, putting up those roadblocks, and now they're putting this up for green card holders, trying to make the situation as difficult as possible for them.
Also, really, birthright citizenship.
Absolutely, yeah. Attacks on birthright citizenship. So in any way that people can, again, become a legal resident or a legal citizen, they have put up these roadblocks. And at the same time, they are funneling all of their resources into the deportation program. And our view is really all of this is a way to funnel more people into the deportation program. I think that there are some really significant impacts for this type of program on everyday Americans. So first of all, you know, many people who are adjusting their status, as Rick said so eloquently, are students or workers here in the state of Delaware. So we can certainly see where there are people who have gone to school at University of Delaware or Delaware State University for 4 years who want to continue and be here in this country, be forced to go out and may not be able to get status. We also see where many of those folks may want to go on and work in industry. I hear our state leaders talk all the time about how we have too much brain drain here in the state of Delaware, that we want to keep talent here. Mm-hmm. And so making that process more difficult to get a work visa or to get permanent status, that's going to actually hurt our business community. Mm. And then I think also for, you know, naturalized citizens or everyday citizens who were born here in the United States, we also see impacts in that it could impact your relationship. So oftentimes another reason why somebody is getting permanent residency is because you're in a romantic relationship with them, or maybe they're a family member who was born in another country, but the other person has American citizenship. And so we could see families split apart. And the last thing I'll say is that all of this anti-immigrant fervor that the Trump administration has really drummed up impacts Americans all across the board, so that if you look like you might be an immigrant, which for most situations are people with brown and black skin, they run into a whole series of discrimination that they might not have run into 2 years ago or 5 years ago because there's all this anti-immigrant fervor.
Right. And Rick, you mentioned that this is going to be fought in court. What is the status on litigation?
The good news is that it takes time for the courts to react. So lawyers have to draft their filings and file and get them into court and get in line, and the courts have to review and make decisions, and that takes time. And that's part of the design of our process on how we're going to do this. Instead of going out in the streets and, you know, with torches and rocks and burning things down, we all hire lawyers, lawyer up and run into court. But it takes time for the courts to digest the filings. So with this case, we'll probably start to see the decisions and things coming out of courts in the next 6 months or so.
Hmm.
It's clear on its face that the memorandum is inconsistent with USCIS policy.
Mm-hmm.
There's just you know, the law is very clear.
Well, what about until then?
Well, that's the problem. And my opinion is the Trump administration doesn't care what happens until then. They're going to win politically until then. And then when a judge comes back and says it's inconsistent with USCIS policy, and it's obvious and gives a very, most likely a very intelligent response, Trump's administration will say that he is he or she is a judge that can't be trusted, and then they're legislating from the bench. That's how they do it. And until people start to realize that that's just their playbook, that's how they do it, and that's how they fool people. So even when judges are not legislating from the bench, because there certainly have been cases in our history where judges legislated from the bench, but when something is as obvious as this on its face, where we have court cases and everything going back into the 70s and 60s that say, no, you're allowed to do this and you can't just say no, people are still going to get upset because Trump's fighting a whole different type of war on this. He's fighting against immigrants writ large. He doesn't care. He just wants to shut down and slow down and gum up the works on immigration because he wins on that politically. So any way that he can get a win, he gets the win. The rest of us are stuck with sorting out what did he just smash and break and can we fix it in the future. So there will be a lot of families in the next 6 months minimum that are going to get hit really hard by this. And that's the whirlwind we're in. Where Trump is not worried about doing things legally or on time, and we're stuck with not having enough time and illegal things are happening.
Mike, what is the ACLU doing to address this? And are there any resources or messaging that you're sharing with everyday people who might want to advocate for their immigrant community?
Yeah, so we have been, lobbying folks in Congress around this issue. Obviously, as you know, Rick said, Congress does have a lot of oversight of these programs, and so you know they can certainly weigh in and potentially rein in the administration. And you know, as much as immigration has been a rallying point for President Trump and his supporters, we have seen over the last 6 months where the support for his immigration work has really bottomed out quite a bit. And so I think that there is opportunity to put more guardrails on. Mm-hmm. I will also say people should be contacting USCIS and their congressperson about these issues, because we have already seen the pushback help in some ways. So, you know, they issued this memo, and pretty soon after, when there was, you know, such a hue and cry around this, Some of the spokespeople from the federal government said, well, we didn't really mean for this to impact, you know, people who provide an economic benefit or people that might have family members. Now, they haven't changed any of the wording of the memo yet. And until the wording of the memo's changed, nobody should feel good about that. But the fact that they're even publicly stating, oh, gosh, yeah, we didn't mean that, shows that they are feeling pressure around those things. And, you know, I think that we have seen, again, where pressure can oftentimes work, that, you know, the administration will do things until they realize that it is a real political loser for them. And so if we can continue to use our voices to push against it, I think that that will certainly help. If this, you know, comes into being and into practice, you know, we certainly always look at potential litigation. So, you know, that may be a course as well. But, you know, for my money, I always like to solve these issues before they go to a court, because as Rick sort of laid out just a moment ago, you know, part of the point of what the administration is trying to do is to infuse chaos into the system, is for people to not really know what's going on and what's happening and what the rules are. And, you know, that happens with, you know, putting out this obscure, complex memo. But it also happens with court decisions, right? Because you file a lawsuit and then people don't know when or if the judge is going to rule. Even when the judge rules, getting good information out to immigrant communities is always difficult. People just see the headline, or they may never see the headline. And so, you know, it injects this level of chaos into the system where nobody knows what's going on. And that leads the system to break down further. And so that's really, I think, the playbook here is to make things as chaotic as possible. Maybe they'll win, maybe they won't in the courts, but they just want to, you know, essentially be the bull in the china shop, breaking as much as they possibly can.
Thanks to immigration attorney Rick Hogan and ACLU of Delaware Executive Director Mike Brickner for joining RJ Shah on The Green this week. You can listen to more of this interview and view the Trump administration memo on The Green's page at DelawarePublic.org. Up next, Art's Playlist and a preview of this summer's Rehoboth Bandstand season. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.